Hello everyone, this is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged. So again, hopefully you've gotten an opportunity to get unplugged from all the noise in the world and find time to focus on yourself and the important thing that matters, which is you. Yes, everything else does matter in your life, family, friends, spirituality, work, your hobbies, all that stuff. But what I'm talking about is getting disconnected from time to time from all of those things and all the noise that's out there, media, news, television, movies, all that stuff, and focus on yourself, your self-growth, your self-development, re-energize, and build on your value so that when you get reconnected to all the noise that's out there, when you get reconnected to family, friends, all those important things, that you're recharged, that you have increased value to bring to them. So today, I would like to talk about leadership ideator, how to utilize the power of ideas. So excuse my voice, I'm still a little under the weather. But let's get to it. What is an idea? What is an ideator? You can search online through your favorite search engine and look up the definition for idea. So with idea, it's a thought, conception, or notion. And this idea, this thought, it originates in your mind. It's conceived in your mind palace. Go back and check out some of my previous episodes on the mind palace, thinking like Sherlock Holmes. So where do ideas come from? They come from within you. Contrary to many that believe ideas are out there, ideas, the thoughts are not out there. The thoughts are within you, within your mind. All that's out there, that external environment, those are triggers. Those are give you clues and help spark the idea, help sparks the thoughts that are in your mind. And we'll get a little deeper into how it's not just the external environment that sparks ideas, it's the internal. So you probably heard about how there's a lot of talk about action. You got to take action, and I talk about it too, because without action, you'll remain in that comfort zone, you'll remain in stagnation, you won't grow, you won't develop as a leader. And it takes action, it takes taking risks, it takes pushing yourself outside the comfort zone. Well, all these things are important, that action part. Without ideas, without thoughts, without conceptions, notions, action is useless. So I sidetracked there, but I wanted to let you know that action's important, but you need ideas, you need the basis from which to take action on. So the outside world, as I mentioned, it's the stimulant. It stimulates your thought process and produces ideas. Your senses spark ideas. Your touch, your smell, your sight, your hearing. All that, your taste, can spark ideas. Your environment, what you see out there, you see other people, you see buildings, you see nature, you see technology. All those things can trigger thoughts, ideas within you. So an idea, simply put, is, as I mentioned, a thought that comes into your mind. What is an ideator? You may look it up and say, well, I don't find it in the general dictionary. If you search enough, you'll see that ideator is one who ideates or generates ideas. And there might be different interpretations of ideator, but I would like to use this definition, that one who ideates or generates ideas. So leadership ideator, as a leader, and I get that anyone can generate ideas, but in this context, you're the leader, your leadership mind is generating ideas for the people that you lead, for the teams that you lead, for your vision, for your mission. So you are an ideator. If you're listening to this podcast, you're a generating idea machine. Imagine the power of your mind. You might have heard that throughout wherever your education, on some show, documentary, others say that your mind is powerful, and that we don't use our minds to our full capacity. So thoughts flow in you and through you. Those ideas that come into your mind, you may think nothing of many of them and just let them pass. But those thoughts that are in there, they matter for a reason, and we'll get into that in a little bit. So how do you think our world was created? And when I ask this question to you, how do you think our world was created? I'm not talking about religion, spirituality, all of creation and all that stuff, Big Bang Theory. I'm talking about the world around you, the physicality, what you see, what you can touch, what you can eat, smell, that is man-made. Where do you think all that came from? Where do you think your house came from? The apartment you live in, the utensils you use to eat, the bottled water you drink, the smells of the certain candles that you have lit up right now, the voice that you're hearing coming through your audio device, your phone, all of those started with an idea. With a thought, out of nothing came something, and out of something, more somethings are being created. So it's possible that ideas that are brought to fulfillment, that are brought to fruition, can come from nothing, from within your mind. Imagine that. And yes, through action, ideas are implemented, are brought to fruition. And yes, that part is important. And that's how these things that you see out there are made and utilized. However, before that, the idea is what matters. Those thoughts are what matters. So let's not overlook the idea process. The idea process is really important. Understanding how to harness ideas, how to utilize that process for yourself as a leader and for the teams, the people that you lead, the organizations that you lead. How do you allow ideas to flow through like a river throughout your organization? How do you allow the idea process to be continue being generated and flow? And you could go back again to one of my episodes about creativity, brushing beyond borders, on looking for ideas, using your creative mind, doing different things to bring creativity. And those are things that can help you generate ideas. It's like when you practice for your memory, you do crossword puzzles, you do puzzles, you do memory games, you read, you do different activities that are engaging your mind. to keep it active, to keep your memory intact. So the same with ideas. Practice with creativity, doing different things, looking at different things through different perspectives, through different lenses, sparking those ideas. Ideas are powerful. How do you utilize its power? How have you harnessed the power of ideas in your life, in your leadership, with your teams, with your business? There are many factors that can affect your mind-generating idea machine. Self-awareness. If you're self-aware of who you are and understand yourself, your values, your belief system, what's important to you, what matters to you, if you just have a greater sense of who you are as a being, that can help your mindset and the generation of ideas. Confidence. That confidence helps you in being confident in the ideas you're producing in your mind matter. Health is important too. Exercising. You don't have to be a health buff to have health, but health can help you. I know I'm under the weather now, so that can affect. Sometimes when you're sick, it can affect. But that overall health, and whether you meditate, you exercise, all these different things can help with your mind, with your thought process. Our learned behaviors and beliefs, our upbringings affect the ideas that come into our mind and what we do with the ideas that come into our mind. What are we told by society about our ideas can affect what we do with our ideas. The environment that we live in can have influence. It doesn't mean it can dictate and control you. A lot of times people allow the environment to subdue them, and they're captivated by that environment they're in, that they see no way out. And there are those individuals that do see a way out and do not allow their environment to captivate them. They believe in themselves and they know there's another way, another alternative, and they lean on their ideas and they take action on it. Medications that we take can have an impact on our minds and our thought process. And this is just a small example. There are so many factors that can affect your mind and the ideas that flow through your mind, and understanding them and processing them. And we could even miss ideas that flow into our mind because we're caught up in the external environments of life. Watching too much TV, binge watching on Netflix. I'm not saying those things are bad if that's your thing, but I'm saying even those things, while it may take away, it can also give you ideas. So it's like a two-edged sword. I've gained so many ideas from watching certain shows, listening to different audio, whether it's a story, it's another speaker, from all kinds of walks of life. Reading. You can get ideas from so many things. How do you maximize your idea machine? How do you maximize your mind palace so that its ability to produce great ideas and trigger further ideas? Maybe one might be get a good night's rest, good sleep, going through that REM cycle. And you wake up and it can help with your mind. Listening to easy listening music or productive music throughout the day or at night, you're meditating, whatever helps get your body in tune and aligned with who you are and can help you to maximize your idea machine, your mind palace. And it's going to take practice and exercise to enhance your mind, your ideator mind. Practice putting yourself out there and looking at things from different perspective. And it's like, again, it's like exercising that mind when you're working on your memory and keeping your memory intact. So exercise your mind. Look at things through different angles. When you're outside and you looking at nature, maybe look at it through sunglasses. Look at it without sunglasses and you'll see things just a little different. Look at it with binoculars. Go outside and study nature early in the morning, late in the evening, midday. Paint a different way. Use a different color that you normally wouldn't use with a certain subject that you're painting. It's unbelievable how many different ways there are to practicing and exercising your mind for ideas. So like I mentioned, I watch shows, movies, I listen to various individuals to generate ideas. I think for me, listening and watching are important for intaking and processing information for ideas. What works for me might not work for you. But I think for ideas, listening and watching are important. Have you ever done people watching and you observe different people at the coffee shop or at a bookstore or wherever you're at, out and about? You're intaking and you're processing the people's interactions and you're learning human behavior. You're learning how people approach different things and how they treat others and what they're wearing. And so the same can apply with your ideas. How you're observing others, you're observing your environment, you're observing movies, a show, reading some music lyrics, and you're reading it, you're watching it, you're listening to it, and all those are creating thoughts and ideas within your mind. And it's happening quick. So there's a kind of a two-edged sword, as I mentioned. You can focus, for example, on the show that you're watching and be in it for the entertainment value, or you can look at it from, and it takes practice, or you can look at it from the perspective of kind of like homework. You're studying it. You're studying the show. You're studying the movie and understanding why the characters are doing certain things. Who are the key leaders? Who are the team? Who are the followers? What are the lessons being learned? You can look at it through different things. And yes, there's times for entertainment value. There's times. I like looking at it for both. Entertaining, but also what can I glean from it? What can I learn from it? What's the story being told? Some people write down their thoughts. Journal. Like I mentioned earlier about creativity, you can paint, you could draw, you could do puzzles, brainstorm, do mind maps. These are just some minor things. There's a whole array of things you could do to jot down thoughts and ideas. And you could learn a lot from your team, the people that you lead. You could learn a lot from your business, your colleagues. You get ideas from them. By being an ideator, you can carry that over to your teams. You encourage them to be ideators. You encourage them to create ideas, to think outside, as they say, the box. And You facilitate and create an environment for idea generators. And that might not be everyone's strong point, but everyone, I believe, is capable of generating ideas. Some may be more than others. But as a leader, you want to bring out the best in yourself and your team's idea. Ideas are important. So you harness and utilize the power of ideas by recognizing the value in the idea-making process. There is so much value in the process of ideas that, as I mentioned, it's underestimated. A lot of focus is on the action, which is great. I'm all for the action, but ideas matter. You utilize, as I mentioned, how you harness and utilize the power of ideas by recognizing its value. You utilize it to build value within yourself and your teams. Ideas, and here's where I think is the power of the ideas. So ideas spin off to other ideas, and it can allow you to go down roads you've never been before. It opens up for opportunities. If you recall, I had mentioned earlier that ideas, the external environment, can help you spark ideas, generate ideas. But within you, when an idea crosses your mind, when it's in there, that thought, it leads to further ideas. It creates other ideas. It spins off to different ideas. For example, you say, I want to make a sweater. I like that sweater on that person. I can make that sweater. Well, if you leave it just at that, those ideas stop there. You throw it out the window because you're like, well, I'm no seamstress. I don't know how to sew. I don't know how to do any of that. So you just throw it out the window. Or you can follow the path of opportunity with those ideas and look at it like, okay, I like that sweater on that person. I would like to make that sweater. I'm going to learn how to make a sweater. I'm going to the local library and check out some books on how to make sweaters. I'm going to contact a friend I know that makes sweaters and have him or her show me how to make sweaters. And you keep going down and going down, and it's leading you down the road of opportunity, a place you've never been before if you've never made a sweater. And you harness it and you practice going, and you never know where ideas that are just flowing within you will lead to. And so not every idea will come to fruition in and of itself, but the idea within you leads to a path of an idea that might come to fruition. So all those thoughts that come into your mind, they play a role in the birth of other ideas. That's why people might say, well, there's no such thing as a stupid question. There's no such thing as a dumb idea. And some may beg to differ and say, well, the idea to jump off a cliff and you do, well, that was a dumb idea. It wasn't in the idea itself per se. It was in the action of that individual to actually take action on that. Say you say, oh, there's that saying, oh, well, if you follow that person over the cliff, you're going to do it. And so if you think in your mind that, well, here's what would happen if I follow that person. We're going to fall over the cliff and probably die. Well, then you can spin it off a different way. If I don't follow that person off the cliff, I'll live. And then I could go on down the road and enjoy the waterfalls. So you just because a certain idea pops in your mind doesn't mean you act on that initial idea or ideas. Those ideas, how you spin it and mix it and follow its path, can lead to those positive outcomes, can lead to great opportunities and great opportunities for action on those ideas that you truly want to come to fruition. And yeah, we could spin it off many different ways. Well, there's people that think negative and all their ideas are bad, negative. Or what about the people that are depressed, have anxiety? Those are all different topics that we could go way in depth at later times. And there's a cognitive behavioral model. There's a whole array of subjects on this. But the focus here is you as a leader, as an ideator. And if you want your teams and the individuals that you lead to be idea makers that will create the ideas that you're looking for your mission, for your vision, and to take action eventually on the final ideas that are narrowed down, then we have to start with the process, with the ideas. So there's power in the idea process. And you learn to harness it. You feed off of it because you recognize within yourself, wow, there's value in this. And you don't want to go forever with the idea process, because if you all it is ideas, 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 and there's no action taken, then the ideas are useless. It all goes together. However, prior to getting to action, we start with ideas. So how do you utilize the power of ideas? You first work within yourself and understand the value that it has, and then begin to allow your teams, the people you lead, to recognize the value and the power of the idea-making process. Bring your teams together. Have them come up with ideas. But some might say, well, we come up with all these ideas and nothing's ever put into place. No one ever listens to our ideas. We need to create that environment for teams so that they understand the power of the idea process and the value of it. And also understand that all the ideas that they're brainstorming, that they're mind mapping, that they're discussing amongst themselves, that they're sharing with their leadership, with their management, it doesn't mean that it's not being heard or put into action. All those ideas, as I mentioned earlier, lead to other ideas, can lead to different opportunities and scenarios. If I say, expand this building so that we have more capacity for our team, and then it's never built. A year or two goes by and that expansion's never built. Well, I could think, well, they don't care. They didn't listen to me. I don't even think they heard me. My ideas go unnoticed, so why say anything? How do you know that by bringing up that idea, you might have given somebody else an idea on expanding the team in a different capacity, or realigning the team shifting the team maybe to a different location in the future, or maybe there's things going on behind the scenes that management and leadership are working on to make that expansion happen, yet they're because of that idea you brought forth, they're working and spinning off of your idea. And a lot of ideas don't come to fruition overnight. Some ideas take time. Ideas are passed on and carried on. So the importance of ideas and how to harness it and how to utilize it matters. So get out there. Start being a leadership ideator for you and for your team. Create that environment for your team. Because ideas matter. They have value. Just like you have value, you matter. No one can take that away from you. So until next time, keep on creating ideas.